House Bill 1110, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the circumstances under which absentee voting is permitted.
House Bill 1110, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Torno, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I bring you House Bill 1110, and I would ask for your favorable consideration and a yes vote on House Bill 1110, as it is really, in the end, a collaborative effort election bill that is win-win for everyone. And I say that because what we found within the statute that is affected here is that prior to this bill being brought to you, even though the Secretary of State has opened up the process, and I think we've all understood and found that it's a positive thing that we've opened up the election process for 6 weeks prior to the election, that anyone can vote early on the issues and get their vote cast so that we get all the votes counted. What we found with this particular statute that's addressed within House Bill 1110 is that on the day of the election, only those persons who were previously defined as sick or confined were able to vote using what is referred to in the statute as the authorized messenger process. The authorized messenger process, we've not made any change to that. It's staying status quo, and that is something that is not a burden on the your county auditors or anyone else other than the person that wants to vote to line up an authorized messenger to run their vote. Here's the issue. On the day of the election, those people that are out hardworking in South Dakota, whether it be healthcare workers or other shift workers that may be on shift from 7 to 7, sometimes are not able to go vote, and here's why. You might think, well, if they just live, you know, a few blocks from their place of work, why can't they just, the employer is required to let them go vote, why don't they just go vote? Well, what we found in Sioux Falls, and I believe it probably would apply in Rapid City as well, that you have healthcare workers that were intending to vote on election day, had every good intention to do that, get called in the day before, their shift runs 7 to 7, but they don't live just a couple of blocks from their workplace. They may live out in Canton or Parkston or Mitchell or several miles from their place of work. And then they're not able to, especially in the healthcare field, they're not able to just take off and go vote as they had intended to do. What House Bill 1110 does is simply opens up that process for those people who are unexpectedly called into work, that they too, just like anybody who is sick or disabled, as House Bill 1008 has addressed, that they too can vote on election day just like the rest of us. And I can tell you firsthand that I have talked to a number of people about the idea of voting early, because the question may come up, why don't, if they're subject to being called in, why don't they just go vote early? I talked to a number of people that where I addressed that very question to them, and they said, you know, there's something about voting on election day. I didn't anticipate that I was going to be working. There's kind of an adrenaline rush, sort of a patriotic feel to election day. I want to reserve my right to vote on election day. I don't think it should be arbitrarily cut off to only those people that have a sickness or disability. I think those people who unexpectedly had to work should be allowed that same opportunity to do so. And I would ask that you support and vote for House Bill 1110. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Van Dorman. Thank you.
I just have a question for the sponsor
of
the amendment.
State your question, please.
Can I speak to the amendment?
Representative Torno, a question is being asked, sir.
My question would be, in this language that we had, apparently there's an amendment in the committee that refers to qualified voter. And that was not in the original bill. I didn't have occasion to hear. Could you explain what that term qualified voter would mean if it's being added to this time when the same day on election day?
I'm sorry, sir. Representative Torno, do you wish to answer the question?
Certainly, Mr. Speaker. I want to be clear that really the amendment put back in place the original language, but for the word any qualified voter. It previously said, the original bill, House Bill 1110, said a qualified voter. Working with LRC and working with the Secretary of State's office, it was decided that if we're going to talk about, if we're going to separate out on the day of the election, we address any qualified voter may use that authorized messenger process.
Representative Van Orman, you have the floor.
Just to be clear then, my understanding now with the amendment is that on election day, if somebody wants to send a messenger, they can do so even when they're at work or for any other reason. Is that correct?
Representative Torno, do you wish to answer the question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, that's correct, Representative Van Orman.
Representative Van Orman, you have the floor? Okay. Further remarks on House Bill 1110? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1110. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1110.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 56, nays 10.
House Bill 1110, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.